Imagine you're a fox with night vision goggles on. You just found a way into my chicken coop with over 20 sleepy, defenseless hens and a docile rooster that's not going to do anything to protect them. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. And just as you are getting your teeth ready or whatever foxes do when they're about to eat hens, your luck changes in the most terrifying possible way. God damn it. Yeah, so that was the original plan for this video. I naively believed that I might be the first person in history to find an actual practical use for a unitary robot to guard livestock. But then I learned that they're not only being deployed in housing projects and apartment complexes to patrol the hallways and parking lots, but law enforcement agencies are using them across the country, and then some of them are even collaborating with and sharing data with Flock Safety. They're also being used by the US military to fire rocket launchers. So I started asking questions. Can I hack into the audio and video feeds and spy on people? Can I turn it into a synthesizer? Can I make a $5 kill switch for the dog? Can I take full control of the dog? Would these robots happen to be secretly sending encrypted data to Chinese servers through a hidden backdoor connection? Turns out that the answer to all of these questions is, you betcha. Today we're going to be exploring what I think could actually be the dumbest thing happening in tech. Not only are businesses, governments, and militaries spending insane amounts of money on unreliable, heavy, dangerous, autonomous robot dogs, but they're doing so while ignoring laughable security standards. If you ask me, it's a disaster waiting to happen. So let's watch. This was supposed to be a fun video, a vacation from all the controversial ones. If we rewind back about a year, a specialty retailer offered to send me any unitary robot they carried in exchange for a YouTube video. I got really excited and started brainstorming, like, wow, imagine all of the cool shit that I could do with a futuristic robot. I could have it... They don't really do anything useful, do they? They're not able to clean my house or studio beyond what a Roomba already does. I already tried using a robot to do landscaping, and that was a disaster. It seems like they can't reliably wash dishes, or make coffee, or fold laundry, or carry heavy items, or organize cables. I don't know for sure, but I bet they can't even breastfeed an infant. Though for a moment, I thought that I found an exception to their uselessness with the Tesla Optimus bartenders, but it turns out that they were being secretly controlled by humans through an elaborate teleoperation setup. What they can do is gently fight each other, they can dance, they can walk around trade shows, they can disappoint me in a Las Vegas hotel lobby while I wait for actual human beings to find my reservation.
Reciting factorials out loud would crash even the grooviest motherboard.
If you go to the park and you drop your phone and crack the screen, you could beat the shit out of them to blow off some steam. And of course, most notably, they can demonstrate kung fu on melons. I would love to hear the inner thoughts of this building's janitor as he participated in this sick, twisted reality of cleaning up this incredible mess left by a humanoid robot that was initially promising to take his job. But it's not all bad. While their current robots can't follow a simple safety command for more than 15 seconds, they have some totally reasonable and obtainable upgrades coming in the near future.
But there is a simpler and cheaper approach to upload human consciousness. Please think about how we train AI currently? Correct, it's using human textual language data. Then things become easy to upload one's consciousness into large AI models.
It is amusing to me how often the world's most powerful tech companies consistently and publicly say things that would get you or I involuntarily committed to a mental institution. But okay, hold on, I actually can think of something. I have 29 chickens, and a whole lot of my time and money goes into making sure that they aren't chicken dinner for one of the many predators that live in the woods just over there. A big heavy robot dog equipped with computer vision sleeping in a battery recharging doghouse could be programmed to quickly make an appearance when a camera detects what it thinks is a predator, or even if one of my wireless microphones detects my hen's horrible warning screeches. Whether it's a hawk or a raccoon or even a coy wolf, when a robot dog starts barreling across the yard at them, they'll be like, oh, fuck this. This is actually a pretty promising solution. Millions of people have chickens, and the GoTo Pro here costs around $3,000. But there's a catch. The GoTo Air and the GoTo Pro are more or less just remote-controlled dogs. You can run simple sequences like give paw, sit down, stand up, give paw again, but that's about the extent of what Unitree will let you do with them. If you want to customize this or write code that can trigger individual actuators or run advanced sequences, you'll need to cough up as much as $22,000 for the GoTo Edu. But okay, the original plan for this video is evolving a little bit. What if I didn't take a free robot and purchased one of these and then figured out how to jailbreak it, showed you how to do it, allowing you to make your own livestock
that Guardian for a cool $10,000 less than what you'd spend otherwise.
But this thing weighs over 30 pounds, and it's actually kind of clumsy. Like, it can do some impressive tricks that require some pretty crazy balance, but it also overcompensates a lot. For example, one immediate flaw that I noticed is that the LiDAR sensor is right here on its head, not in the top of the middle of the robot with an unobstructed view of its surroundings. Everything behind it is invisible. So when you put the dog into a safety mode, like avoidance mode, where it'll get out of the way of people walking too close to it, it'll quickly back up into whatever's behind it. And it's really powerful. If that thing behind it is, I don't know, a chicken or Gary or a little kid, it's going to injure it, or worse. In pretty much every mode that uses the LiDAR, when it does make a mistake, it does so very dramatically. Even before I started filming footage of its destructiveness, it accidentally caused quite a bit of damage when I was initially testing it around my house.
Stop!
When I first had this idea, I didn't even think about this. Surprisingly, this robot dog is somewhat water resistant, but it's not waterproof. Livestock predators tend to be waterproof, so this is yet another hole in my idea. But it is impressively rugged and it can handle a moderate tumble, but in my experience, it cannot handle things like pine bedding or fine dry dirt very well. It can't even handle springtime tree pollen here in Georgia, but to be fair, not many things can. But I've had to repair this LiDAR mechanism and brush out some of these joints multiple times. If you want to utilize any type of accurate computer vision, which is required for autonomous functionality, you're going to require a Jetson board add-on or your own customization, which will make it even more susceptible to damage from being outdoors. That unfortunately makes this robot simply not a reliable solution for autonomously guarding livestock or any day-to-day routine autonomous deployment outdoors. You can probably imagine my surprise when I found out that these things are being deployed outdoors all over Atlanta and are actively being used by police departments. As you may have learned from my previous videos, it's really surprisingly easy to convince police departments to spend your tax dollars on gadgets. So now the lucky residents of Port St. Lucie, Florida can look forward to a robot dog searching their home for narcotics. Police in the city of Pullman, Washington have brought on Mike for de-escalation, and larger cities like Topeka and Portland have invested in Unitree dogs to help them in particular situations.
I came across the robot dog a couple months ago, was able to push it up and received it.
And it turns out that militaries have been cozying up to Unitree as well. Chinese forces have been strapping weapons to the backs of these things for a long time. They're also being used in Ukraine to assist with finding unexploded munitions, and the US Marines have shown the media some tidbits of their Unitree dogs as well.
You can also stand up and beg.
Earlier versions of the...
It would be a really fortunate twist of irony if all nations replaced their militaries with dog robots and drones, and all wars took place on some deserted remote island filled with live streaming cameras. And maybe all of the world's billionaires would have to be on this island while this was happening. It turns out that right here in Atlanta, which happens to be by far the most surveilled city in America, it's actually not out of the ordinary to stumble upon a robotic security dog. They're usually deployed in construction sites or public parks, but the most entertaining encounters, if you're looking for them on social media, seem to come from their deployment in low-income housing complexes.
They got the motherfucking robot dog. What the f*** type of AI shit it is? What the f***? He look like he finna bite your ass.
Sorry, so we're actually the robotic security dog here.
I spent a few days in the wild hunting these dogs down and gathering data from them via passive Bluetooth and Wi-Fi scanning.
Doggo cop.
I got to watch them follow trespassers around with a call center worker instructing them to leave before the police were called. And the part that cracked me up about all of this was that it was just like normal everyday annoyances for these people. Yeah, I'll be there in a minute. I just gotta cut through this parking lot and be threatened by somebody in India through the vessel of a robot dog.
I think somebody had tore it up or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, the kid throwing rocks and stuff at him.
This is something that a lot of people are getting wrong about the third-party dog robots in Atlanta. While filming this video, I am constantly baffled by the absurdity of the words leaving my mouth. But as you'll soon learn in this video, this is a very important distinction. Undaunted is a local Atlanta company that manages these dog robots for their specialized security needs. But their robots are not operating autonomously. They don't even use their LiDAR. It is worth pointing out that while Undaunted is controlled by its two founders, the CEO of Flock has invested money in them. They don't automatically feed data into Flock Safety's ecosystem unless a customer requests it. But for the purpose of this video, anytime that you see an Undaunted robot roaming around, it's being controlled by a real flesh and blood human being that can decide when a situation justifies police intervention. While that's certainly not as impressive for VC investors or tech marketing headlines, it's infinitely better for the people who live in the apartments. Unlike license plate readers and some surveillance systems, the robots are not keeping tabs 24 hours a day and storing a log of what residents are doing. And that means that someone like me can never access an entire month of someone's activity activity like I did with Flock. It also means that the robots are not going to freak out and overreact to movement and back up through drywall or step on someone's kid. Whether intentionally or inadvertently, this company has managed to sidestep a lot of the criticism that you'll hear in this video.
There are a lot of conflicting thoughts that come to mind here that apply to the entire surveillance industry. The first would be a pretty obvious one. I'm not entirely convinced that $3,000 per month for robot guard dogs is that much more than hiring a security guard for a night shift. But to the idea's credit, dog robots attract a lot of attention, which probably does deter crime. But on the other hand, robotic dogs or cameras or drones aren't able to intervene if, for example, somebody is being assaulted. This also could potentially outsource a local job overseas. Apparently, according to residents of the community and the company, the robot dogs have drastically reduced crime in some of these apartment complexes. But there is a catch to this. The language citing reduced crime is sometimes a little bit deceptive because what usually is happening, especially with localized surveillance, is the crime is not being reduced, but moved or pushed elsewhere. But this particular problem is not exclusive to surveillance tech. If an apartment complex or a retailer can afford a sophisticated security solution, then whatever criminals they're trying to get rid of will likely just victimize places that can't afford these solutions. One could even argue that a big box chain like Walmart would be delighted to hear that shoplifters are forcing a local grocery store out of business, so it kind of gets dirty. I like this debate because it's apolitical in specific circumstances. If a completely isolated community is being kept up at night by a few homeless people hanging out in the parking lot, even the most fiscally conservative person would realize that it makes more sense to spend the $3,000 a month to house those individuals than it does to use that money to rent high-tech gadgets to deter them. It isn't until we leave that isolation, where our tribalism takes over and it becomes acceptable to push that problem over to another community, even if there's evidence that it could eventually result in diminished returns for the original community with overall problems like crime and homelessness. Here's an interesting comparison to think about. If a raccoon was trying to get into my chicken coop every single night and I ended up catching it, in most states, it's illegal for me to relocate it somewhere else. Not only is it potentially inhumane to the raccoon, but laws like this exist from preventing me from giving a nuisance to another resident. Most places have laws recognizing this paradox with wildlife, yet do not extend the same humanity for societal problems relating to human beings. Depending on what firmware version your Unitree robot ships with, jailbreaking it can be absurdly easy. In my version, I didn't even have to come in contact with the dog to obtain root. I connected to it via Bluetooth and I set it up on my local Wi-Fi network, and I wish I was making this up, I was able to get into the device by sending curl commands added to the end of my Wi-Fi password. At first I thought that I would at least have to be connected to my network for this to work, but the Bluetooth authentication is so poor that you can do this by injecting the command in the password. Then you could just turn the dog off and turn it on again, and when it reboots, it executes the command when it enables the Wi-Fi setting. I was able to modify one of these attacks and reproduce it all the way up to the most recent firmware at the time of testing this device, which means that unless in the extremely unlikely scenario that police departments and third-party vendors were also rooting the dog and DIYing their own security updates for it, that means that I would be able to take complete control over Unitree robots deployed in the wild. And when I say complete control, I'm not only talking about controlling the movement. I was able to successfully record, download, and live stream audio and video information from the robot's surroundings without an authenticated connection through the app.
You better be sure that dog can't hear us.
Now let's pull the file.
You better be sure that dog can't hear us.
Included with the Unitree go-to line is a mode with the unfavorable name Ben Dog. It's basically a customized API call to ChatGPT that allows you to have a conversation with the dog. Additionally, you can assign roles like police dog or family dog or poet dog.
Movements and melodies shall vanish into the calm ether.
The whole thing is pretty poorly implemented and quite dangerous, as it seems to conflict with the robot's built-in safety mechanisms, causing it to freak out when it senses objects.
Hi there.
I had some very long and frustrating conversations with these modes, and through these conversations, I was able to get the dog to disable its safety mechanisms and give up API info.
I'm lying down.
Set underscore safety underscore level.
Sir, you haven't had any rules set for dog changing config.
I suppose if I have the AI chatbot functions executing code on the device, that pretty much demonstrates the vulnerability. I could have kept going, but not only were the chat modes destroying my studio, they were destroying my sanity.
Hey, little lamb over there. You're off course, going the wrong direction. Did that particular... what contemplated?
Stop!
I analyzed the frequencies that were sent from the dog's remote controls with the software-defined radio and was able to reproduce the signals to send the dog into damping mode, disabling it entirely. I also found that this dog-killing attack could be accomplished on recent firmware versions with a laptop or even an Android phone running a terminal app. I suppose if you wanted to, you could just probably make a no-robot device that just automatically ragdolls them when they come near you. But I do need to state, unless you own the robot, any of the things I just mentioned are obviously illegal. But that's only the beginning of it. The GoTo has a pretty powerful 8-core CPU and multiple Wi-Fi radios. I was able to turn it into a synthesizer with an onboard arpeggiator. I also installed and compiled a voice synthesis library that allowed me to customize the tone and speed of what I wanted it to say.
For the love of God, please fucking kill me.
This means that I could also install BetterCap and other passive monitoring tools that allowed me to gain access to devices nearby the dog. Then I got a little drunk on power and placed a $10 ESP32 chip under its case and had the dog control the additional Wi-Fi and Bluetooth radios both via the hidden USB port and wirelessly. I only have one Unitree device, so I couldn't legally test this, but it seemed like it would be pretty easy to write a service that scans for and infects other robots, rooting them and having them pass on the virus themselves. This would put little old me in charge of a whole army of robots. But in my case, this is completely hypothetical. But when it comes to foreign governments, it unfortunately already may be happening. I heard about some various reports that other Unitree robots had a backdoor that was sending data to foreign servers. I don't know that this needs saying, but this is a huge accusation that escalates this stuff from potentially dangerous vulnerabilities to national security issues. Now, if we were living in a time where the federal government would take this type of thing seriously, this would obviously be something I would report privately. But here we are, living in a timeline where a large YouTube channel arguably has a larger effect on cybersecurity than the formal US cybersecurity infrastructure has. We're gonna have to get into the weeds here for a second, so stick with me. The first order of business is to catch every single packet of information that leaves the robot and analyze it. There are various ways of doing this, but one of the most effective is turning a Raspberry Pi into a router with an interface that supports monitor mode and then run a suite like BetterCap to analyze what's going on. But doing this, when combined with Unitree's lousy app, was nearly impossible. Even without BetterCap running and the Raspberry Pi acting like a normal Wi-Fi access point, the robot would connect to the network, but something on the cloud server would lock it out from authenticating. At this point, when I sniffed and traced the interaction, the IP it was trying to access was in Odessa, Ukraine. And now I'm officially just confused. The fact that this product, that seems to view security as an afterthought, had a way of detecting an abnormal router just doesn't make sense to me. I hate to be conspiratorial, but it's starting to seem like this robot dog doesn't want me to know what data it's sending or who it's sending it to. So I have a new idea. I'm going to set up a standard consumer-grade travel router, then sniff the signal on the other side of it from my Pi before passing it on to my main lab router. This way, the backdoor mechanism in the robot has no way of knowing that the data is being monitored or audited. And on top of that, since I've rooted the robot, I'm going to install a network monitor via SSH that sniffs every single packet that's sent to and from the device. This got really weird really fast, and I obviously can make mistakes and even miss the most obvious things, but this is what I was able to trace. There were initially hidden attempts to access a LeapFrog server in San Jose, California. When I reset my Wi-Fi access points region, they bypassed the LeapFrog, and then I got to see the actual IP addresses they were trying to contact. These included China's public DNS server, Baidu's DNS servers, a check for cloud sales host via Alibaba Cloud, and then when my router blocked the ping back, they'd try to verify a connection with Tencent's DNS. It appears that this networking mechanism running on this robot is waiting for two separate pings from these servers in an attempt to determine their environment before initiating an encrypted handshake. This supports that conspiracy theory that I had earlier, as it seems like the robot will try to detect if it is being analyzed in a sandbox, and if so, it seems to block Chinese IPs and otherwise simulate a regular global internet connection. In plain English, this confirms that some, if not all, Unitree robots are intentionally and secretly sending heavily encrypted information to Chinese servers and going to great lengths to prevent anyone from finding out about it. Since it's happening on a rooted file system that I subverted the Unitree security to install, it appears that this is happening outside of the normal operating system, which means that it's probably not limited to any particular firmware or submodel of my robot here in the lab. I simply don't have any other definition for it other than malware, and it's some of the most sophisticated malware that I've ever seen.
While I have more or less verified and maybe even expanded on how malicious the backdoor is, this particular issue has already been published with MITRE and recognized for over a year. The only government action that I could find regarding these concerns was the US military issuing a warning about using Unitary products in military operations. So the last few weeks of my life has included reaching out to a whole lot of third-party companies deploying Unitary robots and showing them how they can patch the backdoor tunnel. And now I'm really glad that I made this video. In the case of Undaunted here in Atlanta, it appears that this could be as easy as modifying their doghouse hub to allow pings to and from cloud sales so the devices can register, but blocking any traffic with packets large enough to initialize an encrypted handshake. That way the company can continue to activate their robots without activating the malware. But I have some additional concerns about this. This is my opinion, but it seems like Unitary has put far more work into obfuscating the backdoor than they have securing the robots themselves. What I fear is a future official firmware update making the backdoor even more sophisticated, and now we have this catch-22 where the robots being used by police, military, and third-party vendors will have to choose between patching the security holes that allow me to take complete control of their robots or allowing a foreign government to potentially be able to take control of their robots. What I've been recommending, unfortunately, is to never update the firmware again, because when you do that, you could risk being able to root the file system again. And if that happens, they'll lose the ability to detect, block, or redirect that backdoor. They'll also lose the ability to manually write services to prevent hackers from accessing the robot or exploiting some of the vulnerabilities I covered in this video, although unfortunately I don't know of anybody who has actually bothered to do that yet.
But the thing is, with stuff like flock cameras, the vulnerabilities are just a result of greed and carelessness. But this Unitary thing is different. It's something that someone spent an enormous amount of time and money intentionally creating and hiding. There has to be a reason for it. And I can't think of a reason that isn't horrifying. But on the other hand, when the American government at this point in time is acting almost solely against the interests of its own citizens and voters, is it really that bad of a thing to have autonomous robots and surveillance cameras that can be easily compromised? In fact, my recent unintentional YouTube transition from tech nerd to gray hat hackers, because if push comes to shove, I want my followers to be able to know that they're not defenseless with stuff like this. And truly, the only thing that's preventing us from turning our leaders to dystopian technology against them is us choosing not to do it. The only sponsor that I've had in the last couple of years, other than all of that underwear modeling that I've done for Calvin Klein, would be Ground News. You see, the thing is, modern news aggregators are incentivized to show you the news stories that make them the most money. Sometimes it's simply pay to play, other times it's advertising revenue or hidden affiliate links, and then it can be a lot more insidious, like prioritizing propaganda from the government. So Ground News breaks down stories by independently audited factuality, bias, location, and the ownership of the media organization publishing the story. Here's a good example. Trump makes public call for a clean 18-month 702 extension. If you don't know what that is, it's an extension of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and it allows your government to go down to the National Archive Museum and take out the Constitution and pull out the Fourth Amendment and wipe their ass with it and spy on you. The headline I just read to you is from The Hill, which is owned by Nexstar Media Group. It has high factuality, and it is center-biased. The few left-biased publications say, Trump demands clean 18-month extension of key spy powers. The six articles from right-wing publications say, Trump calls for a clean FISA extension with reform to protect Americans. And then, of course, we have the blind spot feature. A lot of people on the left have not heard that nearly 1.5 million migrants receive benefits. And newsreaders on the right may have not heard that inmates describe being punished for speaking out about Ghislaine Maxwell. It kind of makes reading the news a little bit more boring. But that's not a bad thing. You want dry, reputable information that helps you understand the world that you live in. If this seems like something that's up your alley, you could subscribe to get 40% off of the Vantage plan by scanning this QR code or just using my link ground.news/Ben.
In the extremely unlikely case that a company still wants to send me a humanoid robot after I make this video, I really, really want to fight one. I'll even train with my old boxing coach and do a whole video on it. Hell, make it a pay-per-view for charity. Just putting this out there. But beyond that fantasy scenario, despite all the problems and limitations, the hardware itself is actually a pretty impressive piece of technology. If any of my viewers have some ideas on what I can actually do with this thing that would actually be useful to someone who owns one, let me know in the comments. I may upload some jailbreaking tools or a script to modify the device to block the backdoor stuff, but that'll depend on the approval of my attorneys and naturally GitHub's policies. And guess what? If you want to support content like this and keep the lights on around here and have access to a bunch of fun stuff and join an amazing, healthy community of like-minded folks, then my Patreon is for you, and you can join for as little as $1. Thanks for watching. Keep creating. Bye.